Good morning and welcome to worship at West End United Methodist Church. We come to praise the giver of all love and light.
Thank you.
Again, good morning and welcome to worship at West End. We're delighted that you've joined us for this All Saints celebration today. And especially if you're here for the first time, you get to take part in a very special day in the life of this church. You may not recognize some of the names that are read, but they are all people who through whom the light of God has shone on us. And we thank God for them. And we thank God for you. And we're going to try to reach out and meet you and welcome you. But if we don't get to you quickly enough and you're a visitor, you come introduce yourself to someone you don't know. Because we love it having you here, and we'd love it if you would make a home here with us. If you look in your bulletin insert, you'll see lots of ways that you can be involved in what God is doing in and through this congregation. I'm going to lift up a few. Our Legacy of Light stained glass project is continuing. We are choosing stained glass pieces from the first windows, from the original windows that were in the church when these were redone and repaired. And a new stained glass piece is going to be created from those. A number of you have already chosen them, but if you haven't, you don't have to give any money to anything. It doesn't cost you anything. All you have to do is walk down that hall. At the end of the hall, take a right, look on your left. There's Bishop's Parlor. You'll see a light table with lots of pieces of stained glass. You can choose one in memory of someone, in honor of someone, or just because you like it, just because you think it's beautiful. But please, any of you visitors, longtime members, if you haven't done that, we welcome you to go and participate in our Legacy of Light. You'll see in your pew racks two different commitment cards. One of those is for the Legacy Campaign, which is our three-year capital campaign. The other is for the annual campaign, which helps to keep the lights on and keep the ministries going. And you wouldn't believe it this morning, but keep the heat on occasionally. If you can only do one, please give to the annual campaign. We hope you can do both, but if you can only do one, please give to the annual campaign. We will invite you, if you have not already turned your cards in, to bring them forward as you come for communion and place them on the chancel rail here as an offering to God. Also, as part of this entire learning experience for us, if you came in from the parking lot, you saw some of the art that the children created in response to the things they love about West End United Methodist Church. You may want to go down there if you haven't seen them, because I bet it will remind you of some of the things you love about this congregation. Also, in Reed Hall, there is a large stained glass window banner that the youth created. They've been focusing on gratitude and generosity and the legacy of this congregation for the last month. And out of that learning, they created that banner as well. And you won't want to miss that. Now, this evening at 5 p.m. at St. George's Episcopal Church, there will be a sung evensong, including our sanctuary choir and the choirs of St. George's Episcopal Church. That's at 5 p.m. this evening at St. George's. And then finally, the National District and West End United Methodist Church Creation Care Committee will have a summit on November 14th, 9 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. in McWhorter Hall. The speaker will be Jennifer Ayers from Candler School of Theology at Emory University. If you want to register, you can register online on the website. Take a moment to look at these windows. I know you do anyway, but just take a moment and look around. Do you know it's not just the light of the morning coming through there? It is the light of God's love shining on all of us. Thanks be to God.
saints who went before us and touched us with your fire. For all the saints who live beside us, are woven with our own.
We praise you, O God.
For all the saints
who
challenge us to change the world with them.
We praise you, O God.
Please join me in the collect of purity. Almighty God, unto whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of thy Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love thee and worthily magnify thy holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Ye that do truly and earnestly repent of your sins and are in love and charity with your neighbors and intend to lead a new life, following the commandments of God and walking from henceforth in his holy ways, draw near with faith and take this holy sacrament to your comfort and make your humble confession before an almighty God. Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, maker of all things, judge of all people, we acknowledge and bewail our manifold sins and wickedness, which we from time to time most grievously have committed, by thought, word, and deed. Against thy divine majesty, we do earnestly repent and are heartily sorry for these our misdoings. The remembrance of them is grievous unto us. Have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, most merciful Father. For thy Son, our Lord Jesus Christ's sake, forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may ever hereafter serve and please thee in the newness of life. To the glory of the Lord. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who of thy great mercy hast promised forgiveness of sins to all them that with heartily repentance and true faith turn to thee, have mercy upon us. Pardon and deliver us from all our sin. Confirm and strengthen us in all goodness and bring to us everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what comfortable words the scriptures say. To all that truly turn to the Lord, God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Let us pray for the state of God's church. Most merciful Father, we humbly beseech thee to receive these our prayers for the universal church, that thou wilt confirm in it the truth of thy holy faith, inspire it with unity and concord, and extend and prosper it through the world. We beseech thee also so to guide and strengthen the witness of the church, to those in authority in all nations, that they may maintain the justice and welfare of all people. Give grace, O Heavenly Father, to all thy ministers of the church, that both by their life and doctrine they may set forth thy true and lively word and faithfully administer the holy sacraments. And to all thy people give thy heavenly grace, that with a willing heart and due reverence they may hear and receive thy holy word, truly serving thee in holiness and righteousness all the days of their lives. And we most humbly beseech thee of thy goodness, O Lord, to support and strengthen all those who, in this trajectory of life, are in trouble, sorrow, need, sickness, or any other adversity. We remember with thanksgiving those who have loved and served thee in thy church on earth, who now rest from their labors, especially those most dear to us, whom we name before you today.
Harriet Virginia Jones Cook.
Latrell Thomas Jr.
Robert Deaver Collins.
Claire Booth Wiggins Hieronymus.
Laura Lee Holman White.
Sue Evelyn Wade Peters.
Rosalie J. Smoody.
Laura Nelson Trent.
Ann Bailey Blank Eisenhower.
Milbray Shaw Rogers Duggar.
R. Harold Hips.
Ivo Burns McAllister Jr.
Vonseal Jordan Green.
Frederick William Helfer.
Marie Nicholson Rogers.
Paula Copeland Goodrow.
Roy Clyde Clark.
Donna Ray Miller Russell.
Elizabeth Craig Weaver Proctor.
Judy Elaine Graves.
Paul Cavert Stum, Jr.
Eugene Hyman Bowers, Jr.
Catherine Hurst Anderson.
Margaret C. Fernea.
James Gill Fuqua, Sr.
Amelia Garber Sladen.
James R. Duke Kennedy.
Charles Edward Weiss. And we keep in our hearts and minds others dear to us who also rest from their labors. Please keep us in fellowship with thy saints and bring us at length to the joy of thy heavenly kingdom. Grant this, O Father, for the sake of Jesus Christ, our mediator and advocate. Amen.
Oh,
peace of Christ be with you.
And also with you. Please join with me. Let us pray together the prayer for illumination. Lord, open our hearts and minds by the power of your Holy Spirit, that as the scriptures are read and the word proclaimed, we may hear with joy what you say to us today. Amen. A lesson from the Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain. And after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those that hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. And blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." The word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God.
This is probably one of the most familiar passages of Scripture. Most of you have heard it most of your lives, if not all of your lives. It's the beginning of what we call in Matthew the Sermon on the Mount, the beginning of a whole series of Jesus' most important teaching, but he begins with a series of beatitudes. That word just means blessing. Now, I grew up hearing it read exactly the way Nancy read it, "Blessed are those," but Today, some folks say blessed are those, and that works just as well. It works fine. There are translations that say happy are those. Had a friend, Elliot Wright, who wrote a book many years ago called Holy Company. And Elliot chose to translate that, holy are those. And he divided the book up according to those holy beatitudes and collected stories of people whose lives he thought exhibited those qualities. Now, some of these seem to make a lot of sense. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Blessed are the pure in heart. But then some of them are a little counterintuitive. Blessed are you when people persecute you and revile you and say all manner of terrible things about you for my sake, Jesus says. Doesn't sound like much of a blessing to me. Blessed are the meek. Not in this world. Maybe in Jesus' world, but not in this world. Blessed are those who mourn. And there are folks here today who are mourning the loss of those persons whose names we read a little bit earlier. And their names are written indelibly across their hearts. And there are others among us who are mourning for folks whose names were not read this morning. And yet they too are forever engraved upon our hearts. Mourning is a blessing? How does that work? Could it be that Jesus has the idea that no matter what experience we have in life, God can use it as a blessing? Is that it? That there is nothing that can happen to us that is so terrible that God can't work in and through that for some kind of good? I think Jesus is describing what we would later call a saint. Now, in St. Paul's language, a saint is any follower of Jesus. You are all saints. Now, we've narrowed that at different times in the Christian history, but I like that original definition. A saint is not someone who's perfect. A saint is not someone who always gets it right or is always in a good mood. A saint is someone through whom the light of God's love shines. A saint is someone who has said, in the words of that old hymn, "Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee," and meant it. I think during these past few weeks, we have been employing a metaphor of sainthood in our Legacy of Light gatherings. You've been choosing pieces of stained glass that came from the original windows here. We're going to make a new art piece. I say we, very loosely. I'm not going to make it. An artist is going to make a new stained glass piece that will commemorate this 140th anniversary of this congregation as a station church and our time together this year, cultivating a culture of generosity and gratitude. This particular piece is the piece that represents the entire congregation. You can see it's in two pieces. You have to fit it together. I think that's very fitting because you see, we not only celebrate the saints of the past, we celebrate the saints of the present and the saints who are yet to be. When you put it together, it makes a star. You may not be able to see it. It makes a source of light. Part of it is dark. Part of it is light. Part of it green. Part of it blue. That's the thing about stained glass. It comes in different colors. Part of it is shadowed. Part of it is translucent so that the light can shine through. And that's what makes the images. It's kind of like us, huh? In our lives, parts are shadowed. Parts are translucent enough for God's love to shine through. Our lives are not perfect, are they? But fit with the lives of others, they become whole. The glass isn't particularly smooth, but that's all right. Our lives aren't particularly smooth either, are they? A number of years ago, I was going through a very rough time in my own life. A different congregation, long time ago. It was Advent, and I had gone into the sanctuary to prepare for an Advent evening service. I'd gone in by myself because I wanted to be by myself. While I was puttering around preparing for the service, one of the church members came in, a woman named Sydney. She had been a teacher. She was an artist in stained glass. She had actually done an entire rose window for that particular congregation. Beautifully done. She came in and she said, "You've looked kind of sad and kind of troubled recently, and I thought you might like something to cheer you up." And she handed me a box. And then she just left. That was it. So I opened the box, and in it was a stained glass cross. A piece of stained glass that she had made for me. Also in the box, there was a note. And the note said, "I've noticed that you seem to be sad recently, that something is troubling you, and I thought this stained glass cross might cheer you up." She said, "If you look at it, there are streaks in the glass." She said, "Those are not really imperfections. We call them scars. They're what gives the glass its character. They're there to remind you that it's our scars that make us beautiful." Today, I am here to remind you it is our scars that make us beautiful. I think that's why Jesus could say, "Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are those who are persecuted, reviled." To God, it is those scars that sometimes let the light through. I hope our prayer today will be that old hymn I mentioned previously. "Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Take my moments and my days. Let them flow in ceaseless praise. Take my hands and let them move at the impulse of thy love. Take my feet and let them be swift and beautiful for thee." Thanks be to God. We are reminded of God's great love, the source of all the light that we have seen shining through those saints in our lives. As we repeat the ancient creeds, I invite you to stand as you're able, turn to number 881, and join me as we affirm our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate,
Good morning. We are grateful that God has called us together for this worship today. If you are a guest, please join us for a time of fellowship after the service in Reed Hall, which is through the doors to your right. If you are new to our community, stop by the Bread for the Journey table, where you will find information about our ministries as well as a small gift. If you are a college student, either undergraduate or graduate, you are invited to meet with our student community and eat lunch together in room 322, the Fireside Lounge. We gather each week to have faith discussions and fellowship. Please note the gray cards in the pew racks. One side is for any comments or questions for staff or lay leadership, and the reverse side is for any prayer requests you may have. This card may be placed in the offering plate in just a moment. Please pass the attendance pad down your row if you have not done so, and when it reaches the end, pass it back down the row and take note of those who are present with us in worship today. Our sympathy is extended to the family of Charles Edward Weiss, who died Monday, October 26. Services were held at Woodlawn Funeral Home yesterday on Saturday, November 1st. Let us pray. O Holy God, we give you thanks for the gift and promise you have given to us in your Son, Jesus, the Christ. By his love and sacrifice and the sacrifices of the saints, we can come to this place and know the joy of your love and grace. May your tithes and our offerings this morning be a token and a testimony for all who have received from our cloud of witnesses, but most of all, the saving grace that came through the cross of Jesus Christ.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord.
It is
very meet, right, and our bounden duty that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, Everlasting God, whose love shines through all the saints. Therefore, with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who by thy tender mercy didst give thine only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer death upon a cross for our redemption, who made there, by the one offering of himself, a full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice for the sins of the whole world, and didst institute and in his holy gospel command us to continue a perpetual memory of his precious death until his coming again. Hear us, O merciful Father, we most humbly beseech thee, and bless and sanctify with thy word and Holy Spirit these gifts of bread and wine, that we, receiving them according to thy Son, our Jesus Christ, our Savior Jesus Christ's holy institution, in remembrance of his passion, death, and resurrection, may be partakers of the divine nature through him, who in the same night he was betrayed took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke the bread, gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup. When he had given thanks, he gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink ye all of this. This is the blood of a new covenant in my blood shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. As oft as you do it, drink it in remembrance of me."
In prayer. O Lord, our heavenly Father, we, thy humble servants, desire thy fatherly goodness, mercifully to accept this our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, most humbly beseeching thee to grant that, by the merits of his death, Son Jesus Christ, and through faith in his blood, we and the whole church may obtain forgiveness of sins and all other benefits of his passion. And here we offer and present unto thee, O Lord, ourselves, our souls, and bodies, to be a reasonable, holy, and lively sacrifice unto thee, humbly beseeching thee that all we who are partakers of this our holy communion may be filled with thy grace and heavenly benediction. And although we be unworthy through our manifold sins to offer unto thee any sacrifice, yet we beseech thee to accept this our bounden duty and service, not weighing our merits, but pardoning our offenses. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom, in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory unto thee, O Father Almighty, world without end. Although we are many with different stories, backgrounds, and perspectives, we are one loaf. The bread that we break is the body of Christ given with great love. And the cup from which we drink is the cup of salvation poured out with love for us. Let us continue in prayer. We do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting on our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table, that thou art the same Lord, whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us, therefore, gracious Lord, so to partake of this our sacrament, thy Son Jesus Christ, that we may walk in newness of life and grow into his likeness, and may evermore dwell in him and he in us.
This is our Lord's table, and you are all invited. You don't have to be a United Methodist. You don't have to be a baptized Christian. If you're seeking a new or renewed relationship of love with God and your neighbor, you're welcome to come and take this holy sacrament to your comfort. We ask that you come by way of the center aisle, kneel at the chancel rail. When you're ready to receive the elements, simply extend your hand. You'll receive the bread first and then the cup. You're welcome to remain for a time of prayer, and when you do return to your seat, we ask that you return by way of the side aisles. If you need to be served in your pew, we're happy to do that. Just catch my eye or the eye of one of the ushers, and we'll be glad to serve you there. We would ordinarily take an offering for our communion service, but we are taking a couple of offerings this morning. You will be bringing forward your pledge cards for the Legacy Campaign, for the annual campaign, and the missions committee decided that that would be sufficient for today. So as you bring those cards, simply place them on the chancel rail and they will be collected there. My friends, these are the gifts of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
be with you.
And also with you.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord. Almighty and most merciful God, from thee comes every good and perfect gift. We give thee praise and thanks for all thy mercies. Thy goodness has created us. Thy bounty has sustained us. Thy discipline has chastened us. Thy patience has borne with us. Thy love has redeemed us. Give us a heart to love and serve thee. Today we show our thankfulness for all thy goodness and mercy by giving up ourselves to thy service, cheerfully submitting in all things to thy blessed will, and offering our pledges to make possible your ministry through us for the coming year. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior. As you know, we have been collecting pieces of stained glass for the art piece I mentioned earlier, and those pieces come from the windows that were here originally, and these are some family members representing the families who are represented in those windows as well. We want to take a moment to thank God for all the saints who surround us, for this congregation as well. I'm going to drop this back into the bowl here. Let us pray. Thank you, God, for all the light that you have shed in our lives through others, through your saints. Thank you for the transparency to your love that they showed us. We pray that we might become transparent to your love for others. Use the shadowy places as well as the bright places of our lives, the rough places as well as the smooth places. Help us to recognize those scars that make us beautiful, that we are beautiful to you. There are still those who will choose, who will offer in memory or honor of someone one more piece of glass to this art piece. We thank you for all of those. Each one is a blessing to us. We have been blessed beyond measure, and today we give you thanks and only ask that we might continue that blessing in our lives and the lives of those who come after us. In Jesus' name, amen. Now go forth into the light of this day and allow the light of God's love to shine through you. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you now and forever. Go in peace.
Amen.